What's going on?
Just won.
What?
Yeah, he's new champion.
Who is?
Hulk Hogan.
All right, everybody, we are here at the Wolfpack Home Studios, and I am here with my 7-year-old son, Micah. Micah, how are we doing today, buddy?
Good.
Good. So what I wanted to record this episode with you because we have been watching a certain activity on YouTube, and you have had lots of questions, and you have been filled with a lot of wonder and amazement at the great sport of professional wrestling. What have you been checking out?
In this one episode, I saw Hulk Hogan. He's like, no, no, no. Grabs the person's face. Keeps on punching him. Punch, punch, punch. Punch, punch. New world's champion.
What? So we just watched Hulk Hogan. Do you want to turn and face me? You can turn this way. You don't have to look forward. Oh, man. So, okay, Hulk Hogan, what did you think about his highlight reel?
I just thought he likes to do the... So when the guy's down, he likes to go on the ropes. Comes up, just jumps on the guy's head.
And what does he use? Like, what does he slam him with?
His legs.
That's his leg drop. You've been noticing the special moves. Cool. And what are some of the other... characters that you've been getting into from the pro wrestling world?
I like Undertaker.
Yeah.
Rowdy Piper.
That's my favorite.
Mankind.
Mankind is probably my second favorite. I absolutely love Mankind. Now here's a little quiz. You've only been checking out some old school professional wrestling for a little bit. What other two characters does the guy that plays Mankind play?
Man Love and...
That's not it. That's not it at all. Well, it's close. Keep going.
Mothman?
No. Okay, what are your other guesses? Mankind, Dude Love, and Cactus Jack. And I will give you 10,000 points if you can tell me who is the guy that plays all three of those characters.
No.
Mick Foley. Yeah. So what have you liked about Mankind?
Just that when one time he was on, they were taking him to the ambulance. And
yes.
He just was on the stretchers. Comes off the stretchers for more wrestling. And then the Undertaker...
Yeah, you're right.
The Undertaker got a big win.
Yeah, that was a legendary Hell in the Cell match. Okay, what other questions do you have? Because I know a decent amount about wrestling, but I know maybe some of my listeners could help answer some of our questions. What other questions do you have about wrestling? Anything at all.
Do you think that pulling hair is allowed in wrestling?
I think in pro wrestling, you are allowed to grab a hold of your opponent's hair, yes.
Professional wrestling?
Yeah, well, this is called professional wrestling, but a lot of it is just for entertainment.
Hmm.
Yeah, like it's kind of for fun. And it is fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've really enjoyed watching some old wrestling with you. Okay, what other questions do you have?
I'm thinking my
earwax. Gross. No, stop that. All right, talk into the microphone for me.
I also like the steel chair trick.
Tell me about the steel chair trick.
Just that they get a steel chair, they smash it on people's heads.
It's awesome. Oh man, we do steel chair stuff in our living room, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do I smash you with steel chairs?
No.
Well, You know what I'm getting at, though, right? Mm-hmm. What do we do?
Smash it. Smash really hard with pillows.
Yeah, we go, he's got the steel chair, and then we smash with the pillows. Now, speaking of wrestling in our living room, why don't we talk a little bit about some of the characters that we have come up with. First, tell me about your tag team with Calvin, your brother Calvin.
Barf Boys.
The Barf Boys.
Sing you the theme song. We're the Barf Boys. We're disgusting because we end up barfing.
So awesome. I think that's a great tag team, the Barf Boys.
Yeah, we bring flashlights into the ring. We shine in the eyes.
Yeah, because you guys are bad guys, right?
Yeah.
You like to come in and cheat and shine the flashlights right in your opponent's eye. It's a good trick. Now, I think each Barf Boy should have his own name, don't you? Mm-hmm. What do you think the name of each Barf Boy should be? Let's start with Calvin. What should his name be in the Barf Boys?
Green Demolisher.
The Green Demolisher, huh? Okay, and what should your name be? Puke?
Brown Demolisher.
The Brown Demolisher and the Green Demolisher. Together, they are the...
Barf Boys!
We are the Barf Boys. What, how's it go?
We are the Barf Boys, and we're disgusting, because we end up barfing.
I love it. Okay, let's get ready to wrap this up because it's almost time for bed.
No, it's not.
Okay. Tell me more about some other characters that we've been.
Golden Coyote.
Golden Coyote.
Yep. He's one of my skeleton.
The skeleton. Daddy has been the executioner. Right? And I put you in the ghillie. The guillotine.
Wait. Let's stop getting silly. And put you in the ghillie.
Yeah, I took that from the Desperate t-shirt. He says, don't be silly. Boom, boom, boom. Put him in the ghillie. The guillotine. It's a jujitsu move.
Whoa, oh, oh!
Any other questions for our listeners?
Why do some champions just like to get the champion belt and slam it on people?
Oh, yeah, because they hit them with the belt, with their championship belt. That's a good question, but it is pretty sweet. That belt weighs a lot. It's a good weapon. Yeah. Well, Micah, what else is new? What's been going on with you? Well, I know.
Knock.
Who's there?
Flower.
Flower who?
Flower that pooped on your head.
Wow. That was a pretty good one. Hey, look at me. Look at my fingers. That was a pretty good one. Do you want to tell our audience what I did?
Quotation marks.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the Wolfpack Podcast is a show where if you have something smart to say, somebody probably already said it better. That's right. It's a show where we curate instead of just create. So what is some stuff that you have watched or listened to recently that you think maybe some other of our kid listeners might want to watch or listen to?
Give me the earwax.
Why do you, when you twist the top of the microphone, why do you call that the earwax?
Because it sounds like me digging.
Oh, this because you have the headphones on. That's not very good to listen to for our audience, though. Anyways, what have you listened to recently that you think other people should listen to, or shows that you've watched, or anything that you really liked that you think other people would like, and then we'll close up shop.
I like the wrestling.
Yep, wrestling videos. Got it.
I really think a guitar should be a weapon. Let's bring the guitar into the ring.
Oh, that's my question for the audience. Who is that wrestler that has used a guitar in the ring? It's been happened. It's been done. It's happened. I can't remember who it is. I know a guy brings a 2x4 in. His name is Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and he goes, ho! He's awesome. I really like Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Whoa!
Oh! All right, let's wrap up this episode. Can you give me a wolf howl?
Woo!
All right, say, well, you know what? Next time we record an episode, you know what we need to talk about?
Hmm.
Basketball. We've been really getting into basketball lately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Today we had jujitsu. Stop that. Our listeners are not going to like that. Today we had jujitsu in the gi. You did a great job. Your boy Lewis took your back, though, a couple times. He was choking you. He was going to town, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I just got the anaconda squeeze.
The anaconda squeeze. Yes, you did that thing where you added the leverage behind the neck and then squeezed hard and pushed his head down. It's kind of a mean submission.
Boy.
It hurts.
Anaconda squeeze.
Anaconda squeeze, but that's the fight game. All right, that's the end of the episode. Go ahead and howl like a wolf for me one more time.